This is The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. Captain John Hallett of the 5-2 Striker Brigade Combat Team was killed in Afghanistan in 2009. That left his wife Lisa with 3 young children and unimaginable grief. Here's Lisa talking about how she began to cope.
Me running right now is the same as running when John was alive or running after he died. There's no difference. I mean, my heartache's different. What I can listen to on the radio is different. But my identity as a runner doesn't change. The purpose behind why I run changes. But running still is putting one foot in front of the other, owning a distance, and pushing forward.
That's Lisa Hallett running the trails near her home in DuPont, Washington. But she stopped running just on her own because more than 3 dozen families in the Hallett's Brigade had also lost loved ones. Lisa instead helped create a running club with other widows in her community. Her husband's unit lost 41 soldiers in Afghanistan. The club called Wear Blue, Run to Remember has now grown from a dozen women to hundreds of people running to honor the memory of loved ones lost in combat. Lisa's story of resilience is the subject of a new documentary by Glenn Anderson. He's a senior producer for the BBC based in Washington, D.C., and he's here today to talk about the film and the community of runners that grew out of loss. Welcome, Glenn.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Your film is sort of in two parts. It's Lisa's home life, grieving and trying to rebuild for a lost husband that she was very close to. And then it's the part of her life that's running, and those two things sort of become interconnected.
Absolutely. And, you know, the story is really about how this community was formed. And it wasn't just Lisa's loss, and it wasn't just the loss of John Hallett, but the unit he was in lost 41 men. So this was a community that very close to Joint Base Lewis-McChord in DuPont, Washington, that they were hurting. They came together and they found solace in running. And while the story that I focus on is Lisa's story, she's our character, it's a vehicle to bring us more into how a community came together, found an outlet for these stressors, the most difficult stressors you could even imagine, you know, losing a spouse to war. And out of it, they found mutual support, they found friendship, they found accomplishment, and it helped the healing process. It helped this community. And Lisa's one example of someone who thrived.
The running club really kind of accomplished a community and healing in a way that the casualty assistance officers, the military, as hard as they try and as effective as they may be, never really could.
It's different. You know, they have different tasks ahead of them. The casualty assistance officers are there to help with those practical concerns and to be that liaison to all the military stuff that needs to be done. But when they go home, there's still a role to fill. And what's interesting about the casualty assistance officer featured in the film, Fred DeQuina, who's a wonderful, wonderful guy, he became part of the club. And, you know, it's very easy to look at these military communities as being just one entity being very rigidly military and one being very private. There's a lot of crossover, and it's these people are human. These people are accessible. These people have the same emotions. It's not just the cold, stoic soldier and the grieving spouse. There's a lot of crossover.
One of the things that's remarkable about Lisa Hallett, your main character, not only the depth of her loss because of the quality of her relationship with her husband and her very young family, but also her own resilience. As wounded as she was, she comes across as an incredibly strong person. Let's listen to Lisa in her own words.
We needed something tangible to rally behind. So myself, running was always a way I dealt with things. It was a way many of the other women in the group dealt with things. And they met for the first time in the Burger King parking lot on post, February 2010, about 6 months into the deployment. And there were maybe 9, 12 of us out there. We kind of stood around, we looked at each other, and then we pushed out in a run.
That, for me, Glenn Austin Anderson, was kind of the nut of the whole film. A woman steeped in grief looks out and pushes out on a run.
Absolutely. And, you know, I am running alongside of her through large parts of the film. I'm actually on a Rollerblades. That's the question I get asked the most about
I was wondering why the shots are so smooth.
Yeah, I'm on skates next to her skating along. This is my third film about marathon running, so I just went through so many trials and error of trying to figure out the best and smoothest way, and I learned how to skate backwards and learned how to skate with a camera rig on my arm. So I did these runs with her, and it makes you think. It gives you time to both clear your mind and think about the important things. And then we call the film To Remember, and the organization is called Run to Remember. And that's precisely what it is. There's no better time to think. There's no better time to stop and contemplate your future, remember the past fondly, grow as a person than when you're out there, you know, getting that exercise. And, like, it's a very free, liberating thing. And it's a personal thing, but it's also a group thing. And I think that's the story we're trying to tell, that there's hope, there's life, there's joy after loss. And it kind of hit home to me personally. Well, in the post-production on this film, I lost my own brother. So this film has been therapeutic for me, too. And I learned a lot, both as the producer and as someone just observing this community.
Something that really kept me driving forward in the beginning is that my children have lost one parent, and it wouldn't be fair for them to lose a second parent to grief. I am learning that as much as John and I shared a story as John and Lisa Hallett, that I have a story and a life as a woman.
There's a great deal to learn from Lisa Hallett and her reaction and her coping with the loss of her husband and the loss of the father of her children. And it kind of makes me wonder, Glenn, Austin Anderson, you know, you're watching your film and there's no way to escape the idea of numbers. You know, 26.2 is a marathon. There are 41 lost soldiers in this unit. I'll give you one other number, which is 6,603, the number of soldiers, American soldiers lost in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it strikes me that you could run a lot of miles for those soldiers.
Well, my producing partner is a veteran. He's a U.S. Air Force combat camera veteran. He served over in the Balkans, and the two of us had that exact discussion. There just seems to be a lot of numbers in this film, and when we open the film, we've introduced those numbers, the war dead in Iraq, the war dead in Afghanistan, and we're trying to tell one story or a little bit about the 41 soldiers and see how this impacted one community. But just imagine it on the scale that there's 6,000 families going through this. And we noticed that there weren't a lot of stories about the families. There were a lot of stories about the Iraq and Afghanistan wars out there, but not a lot about the home front. And that's what we tried to tell. It's not just an American story. I think a lot of people can, around the world, can relate to this.
Glenn Austin Anderson is senior producer for BBC News Washington Bureau. He is also the filmmaker behind To Remember, the story of Lisa Hallett, who lost her husband in Afghanistan in 2009. Glenn, thank you.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.